The evening is an event to honor the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose picture you see here. And what I'd like to do this evening is introduce you to him and explain a little bit about the significance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for us, the followers of the Hare Krishna movement. One of the ways which Lord Chaitanya is described, he's described within the Vedas as a hidden or chana avatar, one who descends from the spiritual realm into this realm for some purpose. Modern media has taken the word avatar and made a movie called an avatar, but it has a transcendental meaning, a Sanskrit term, again meaning from the spiritual world, coming into this created realm for some purpose. And he's referred to indirectly in pages and pages and pages of references from Vedic scripture. One of the most prominent of them, very much appreciated by his devotees, is this one here. It's a verse where the Navayogendras are describing to a king about the forms of the Lord that appear in each of the yugas, principal forms who deliver the message of transcendence. Of Krishna Varnam, Trisha Krishna, Sangha Pangas, Parshadam, Yajyai, Sankirtana, Prayayar, Yajantihi, Sumedasaha. In this age of Kali, translation. Intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Krishna, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, because Krishna is blackish in color, Krishna, his complexion is Shyama. So the verse is very nice. He's in the category of Krishna, Krishna Varna, but he's not blackish like Krishna. There's another very nice verse in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, where, those of you from India, you're familiar with this, when after Krishna was born, the very most exalted astrologer, Garbha Muni, performed the name-giving ceremony for Krishna and his brother Balaram. And the father, Nanda Maharaj, he had such affection for Krishna, he could not see him as God. He saw him as his affectionate son. So Garga, when he said, this son of yours, he's very special. He's appeared in each of the previous ages in different colors. Pita, Rakta, Shukla, Rakta, Tata, Pita. Shukla, these are colors. Shukla is white. Rakta is red. And Pita is yellow, or golden color. So these indicate the colors, according to the description within the Vedas, the forms of the Lord that appear at the beginning of each of the four yugas, for giving the means of perfection in that yuga. The yuga dharma. And so they're called yuga avatars. So this is one of the purposes of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. He came to deliver the means of achieving perfection in this difficult age of Kali. In each of the four ages, there's a particular recommended process. In the first of the four ages, or Satya Yuga, meditation, dhyayate, prescribed especially for Satya Yuga. And then the next, in Treta Yuga, yajñas, just like during Ramchandra's time. He was living during that Treta Yuga period. So the performance of Vedic sacrifice was specifically recommended. And in the following age, the worship of the deity in the temple was especially recommended. And then following that comes our present age. And many, many, many verses. If we had hours, I would give you many verses. But we don't, so I'll just summarize. Many scriptural references indicate that in this age of Kali, specifically the chanting of God's holy name, Nam Sankirtan, is recommended. So that was one of the purposes of Lord Chaitanya's appearing, to inaugurate in the early stages of this age of Kali, the means of purification and achieving more than purification, perfection in one's spiritual life. And a second reason is given. Here's the verse, one of about 15 verses from different scriptures that indicate what I just said. The self-realization that was achieved in the Satya Yuga by meditation, and Treta by Vedic sacrifices, and Dwarapa by deity worship can be achieved in this age simply by Nam Sankirtan. Hari Kirtan. A second reason is one of the elders in the area where Lord Chaitanya was to appear. This is a nice painting from the British occupancy era of the house of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya was elder, like the age of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father. And he was a highly elevated brahmana, most respected amongst all the community of learned persons, and he was particularly a very strong devotee of the Lord. So he saw the condition within the area where he was residing, and he was feeling compassion and great anxiety for the condition of society, the deteriorating condition of the age of Kali. And so he remembered one verse that said the Supreme Lord can be pleased if sincerely called upon by offering even palmfuls of water and tulsi leaves. So he sat by the side of the Ganges with his Ramshila and took Ganges water and tulsi manjaris and leaves and loud call cried out for the Supreme Lord to descend and correct this difficult situation in the age of Kali. That's described as the second reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. To deliver the Yuga Dharma, the means of spiritual perfection for the age. A second was to respond to the loud call of Advaita Acharya that he appeared. And the third reason given was to give love of God. Specifically, to give love of God as found in Vrindavan. Because in Vrindavan, the kind of love of the residents of Vrindavan is very intimate, very sweet. A kind of love that it's so sweet it eclipses or supersedes the understanding of Krishna as the all-opulent supreme. Like, for example, two little examples. Krishna showing his divinity by lifting Govardhan Hill with the little finger of his left hand, a whole big mountain. Who can do that? God can do that. But the residents of Vrindavan didn't see his divinity. They saw their dear friend lifting this hill. How wonderful. And Krishna's father, Nanda Maharaj, was thinking, actually, I'm holding up the hill with my stick. My young boy, he thinks he's holding up the hill. that's nice. But I'm actually, with my power, my strength, I'm holding up the hill. In this way, the residents of Vrindavan do not see the divinity of Krishna. They see their beloved son, their dear friends, and so forth. Another nice example is Mother Jasoda was told by some of the cowherds that Krishna had eaten dirt. You know the story? Krishna, Balaram was pointing. He's eaten dirt. And the other cowherd boys were saying, Mother Jasoda, he's eaten dirt. And Krishna said, they're lying. I haven't eaten dirt. So Mother Jasoda, being a mother, she didn't know what to do. She said, well, if you haven't eaten dirt, then open your mouth, let me see. So Krishna opened his mouth. And what did she see? She saw the entire cosmic manifestation within Krishna's mouth. All the stars, all the planets, all the mountains, all the trees, all the rivers, all the people, all species of life. She even saw herself, Mother Jasoda, looking inside Krishna's mouth, inside Krishna's mouth. She was astonished. She thought, I better go lie down. I've seen things. Because her love was such she couldn't see the divinity of her beloved son. She could only see her beloved son. The love of the residents in Vrindavan is so sweet and so intimate, it eclipses his divinity. So Lord Chaitanya, this is the third reason Lord Chaitanya came to give such love as found within the residents of Vrindavan. We take a deep breath and try to explain something that's even more profound than those three. Those are three external reasons, and then there's three internal reasons. Are you ready for the internal reasons of Krishna's appearance? It's described in detail that when Krishna appeared, he was observing that the happiness that he was feeling was much less than the happiness that Srimati Radharani was feeling in her love for him. And so he reasoned, I'm the Supreme Person. I can do whatever I like. I'm the Supreme Person. So let me try to experience that love that Radha has for me. And he tried. And he couldn't experience that love that Radha has for him because she was the abode of love, he was the object of love, and it takes becoming the abode of love to experience the beloved. There's a stump the Swami question that comes up in the course of, I'm a sannyasi. So in the course of travel, people like to see if they can ask you a question that you can't answer. It happens. So one of those questions is it possible for God to create something so heavy that he cannot lift it? Got the question? And if the answer is yes, he can create something so heavy he cannot lift it, something he can't do. So he's not God. And if you say no, he can't create something so heavy, then there's something he can't do. It's a trick question. So once Prabhupada was asked that question, and the answer he gave, yes, he can create something so heavy he cannot lift it, and then lift it. So saying, Krishna was desiring to experience the happiness of Srimati Radharani, the feelings of love that Radharani has for Krishna, and the qualities that she sees in him that stimulate that love, how she observes his qualities. So he accepted the position of his own devotee. in the mood of Radharani. So Krishna's complexion is shyam, blackish, like a monsoon cloud, a new, fresh rain cloud in the monsoon season. That's the color of his transcendental body. And Radharani's body, her complexion is like molten gold. Molten gold. Didn't do it that time. Molten gold. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself appearing in the mood of Radharani and the luster of Radharani. The bhava and the jyoti of Radha. And so these two forms, Radha Krishna, appeared as one form. These Krishna in the luster of Radha and the mood of Radha. And that is an internal explanation of the reason for Lord Chaitanya's experience, advent, is to experience that love of Radharani. And so he freely gave that love through the chanting of the holy name and through the teachings and his own practice. Just by his association, you, those with whom you associate, you take on qualities like those persons. So associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and that quality becomes your quality. Now here's a very nice prayer that we, when we offer food to Krishna, we recite in honor of Lord Chaitanya. Namo Mahapadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gora Twishe Namaha. His complexion is golden. And he's known as Krishna Chaitanya. But he's actually Krishna himself. Again, in the mood of Radharani, giving freely love for Krishna as the residents of Vrindavan are experiencing that love for Krishna. And so with his arms upraised, loudly calling the names of the Supreme Lord, encouraging everyone who he contacted to call the names of the Supreme Lord. I'll just share one thing very quickly. It's not on the slide here. In the month of January, I had the good fortune of visiting some temples in South India, temples that Lord Chaitanya personally visited. And one of them, we went all the way down to Kanyakumari, Cochin, and then came back up on the west side. And one of the temples we visited was the Adi Janardhan Temple, one of the Sri Vaishnava temples in South India. And it's at that temple that the first of the 10 Alvars appeared. His name was Nam Alvar. Has anyone been there? Anyone familiar with the Alvars and the first of them being Nam Alvar? You've heard. Some of you have heard. Okay. Very, very famous. A different sampradaya or line of succession. But the message was the same. So let me just share something real quickly. He appeared 44 days after Krishna's departure. That's when the first of Kali Yuga is just beginning. And there's a long description of his life, which I don't have time for. But he, at that time, in a state of ecstasy, he composed a total of 1,000 verses that were then written down by the person who was his disciple and assistant. And he basically predicts the advent of Lord Chaitanya in his Tamil songs. And he says that the time will come in this age of Kali, just as the picture shows, where persons wearing vertical tilak with their arms raised, playing on musical instruments, will sing loudly the names of God and will distribute love of God throughout all the land in all directions. This is just after Krishna's departure. Anyway, it was a real wow experience for me too. here the person who was accompanying our group, who is Tamil speaking, very senior devotee, he sang these ten verses in Tamil, then I just read the translation in English. It's really wonderful. In any case, Lord Chaitanya appeared shortly after, in the early stages of Kali Yuga, to distribute this love of God, and he did so with his dear associate, pictured here, Lord Chaitanya, who is golden in complexion, and by his side is Lord Nityananda. And with other associates, as this nice painting shows, with musical instruments, mridanga, and here's a mridanga over here, and hand cymbals, singing, dancing, experiencing happiness of love of God through the congregational chanting of the holy name. And internally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing that love that Radha has for Krishna. Not only in dream, his ecstasy was such that he could entrance, visualize Radha and Krishna in past times. And at times, as you see from this painting, tears of separation would come to his eyes, and other symptoms of ecstasy. After Lord Chaitanya's departure, there was a very wonderful narration where Lord Nityananda, pictured here, described to one young Vaishnava named Jiva Goswami, the wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in his abode. The place where he appeared is called Navdweep, or Nine Islands, where tributaries of the Ganges would move in different directions, literally making the configuration of nine different islands. And in that place of Navdweep, just like the little video clip that you saw, that's where this Adbhuta Mandir, I wish we had so much more time, in Ananta Samhita, very, very ancient scripture, it describes Navadvipa, and it describes this Adbhuta Mandir. It predicts thousands of years ago that this Adbhuta Mandir would appear in the place where the personality of Godhead, who would give love of God in this age of Kali, would rise into the sky. Adbhuta means wonderful. Wonderful temple. So, Lord Nityananda described the places of Lord Chaitanya's pastime. As you see, it's very simple. The typical scenery of West Bengal, palm trees and rice fields, very simple scenery. But in that simple and idyllic scenery, the pastimes of the Lord took place. This is a painting indicating his appearance. As you see, there's a full moon. One of their regrets was the people at the time, the learned brahmanas, instead of using their learned capacity to awaken the higher stages of consciousness and love of God, they were directing that higher capacity of consciousness towards material advancement. So Advaitacharya was in big anxiety because of that condition. I'm going to stand over here and see if it makes any difference. There's still a bus. What to do? So, on the occasion of a full moon night, there was a lunar eclipse. Now, according to scripture, when there's a lunar eclipse, it's auspicious. And what you do when it's auspicious, what they did, according to scripture, is they entered into the Ganges, thousands and thousands of people all at once during that lunar eclipse, half submerged up to their waist, loudly. Thousands of thousands loudly calling out names of God. That's when Lord Chaitanya appeared. Just at that time. And he appeared in the temple that's marking the place where he appeared is pictured here. And in the back area is there's a neat tree. So he was called Nimai. This is a converted Brahmana, Nimai Pandit. And there's a murti of his father Jagannath Mishra and his mother Sachi, and there's little Nimai. And as Nimai, very much paralleling Krishna's pastimes when he appeared in Vrindavan, very wonderful pastimes were performed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a small boy. His affectionate mother and father. Hope this works, but hey, this works better. They, like Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, they had such transcendental affection for their son, who wasn't really their son. He's the personality of God, and he's Krishna himself in the mood of a devotee of Krishna. But wonderful pastimes took place. Here's just one. When he had an elder brother, Vishwarup, who went regularly to the house of Advaita Acharya and heard him every morning. He got up, worshipped his deity, and went straight to the house of Advaita Acharya and all morning long listened to him speak Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he'd go back for lunch and go back again and hear the rest of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It was a long Bhagavatam class every day. And his brother was so enlivened in devotion to the Supreme Lord that his parents started to worry. Maybe he's going to become so absorbed in Krishna he'll forget his worldly duties of life. So they started making, talks of arranging a marriage for him. And when he heard this, he left. And after he left, his parents were in big anxiety. So Nimai promised, "Don't worry, I'll stay with you. I won't go anywhere." But his father was very concerned. "Don't go hear classes from Advaita Acharya. In fact, don't even go to school." So he stayed home, and little boys that don't go to school do mischief, right? Those of you that are parents. Even if they go to school, they may do mischief. He was very mischievous. So one day, in the back area where they threw discarded clay pots, because cooking was done in clay pots, he was sitting on a whole pile of clay pots, dirty, discarded clay pots. And his mother saw him and said, "Nimai, what are you doing? This is unclean. You're a Brahmana, now you have to go take your bath. Please don't do this." And Nimai said to his mother, "My dear mother, what's the difference? The earth, we sit on the earth, and the clay pots are nothing but earth. So why are you scolding me? Sitting on the earth or sitting on earth? Earthen pots, what's the difference? It's all one, isn't it, mother?" And his mother said, "Where have you heard this? It's all one." He said, "Here's a difference. The earth is something you sit on, and when the earth is baked with water, it can make a clay pot, and the clay pot can hold water. But the earth can't hold water like that. So there's a difference depending upon the makeup and composition of the earth or the clay pot. So promise me one thing, that you won't come back and sit on these clay pots anymore." So Nimai said, "Very well, if you make a promise to me, what's that? From this day forward, we don't eat any beans and grains on Ekadasi. Because on Ekadasi day, one is enjoined in scripture not to take beans and grains. Mother was very surprised. He isn't going to school, and somehow he knows this. So she was very happy, and she said, I promise, from this day forward, on the Kadasi day, we won't take beans and grains, and everything will be offered to Krishna. Is that all right? He said, all right, I won't go on the pile of discarded pots anymore. Little childlike activity, but transcendental loving exchanges between Nimai and his mother. And of course, as he grew into his maturing stages of life upon receiving initiation, when he was just 16, his ecstasies of love for Krishna grew and grew. And here's a nice painting of where he's exhibiting the mood of separation from Krishna. And eventually, he moved to Jagannath Puri. He accepted the sannyas order and moved to Jagannath Puri, where after some travel in South India, he went back. And then he went to Vrindavan. And then he resided in Puri for about 24 years total. And that's the end of the slides. And internally, experiencing, as the picture portrays, love in a mood of separation, as Radharani would sometimes feel from Krishna. Love and separation from Krishna. And those who were his immediate followers, they also entered into those deeper stages of love for Krishna, as the residents of Vrindavan experienced love for Krishna and separation from Krishna. And they in turn wrote many books according to the teachings that Lord Chaitanya gave, and in disciplic succession, that's what ISKCON is. We're followers of Lord Chaitanya, who is a lover of Krishna. So reading Bhagavad Gita and understanding Krishna's message from Bhagavad Gita is very important. And then applying those teachings in our life. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha vridhavrata katayantascha mam nityam turshyanti cha ramanti cha. Krishna teaches that this is the stage of life that human existence is meant to enter. A stage where constant glorification and chanting of Krishna's name, regardless of one's position or occupation or birth or culture or language or anything. I think I've taken up too much time already. So just thank you all for coming and honoring Lord Chaitanya with us. Hare Krishna.